शिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम्। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णुः गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुर्साक्षात् परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनम् देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुम्। अवधूत उवाच सन्ति मे गुरवो राजन् बहवो बुद्धिपाश्रिताः यतो बुद्धिमुपादाय मुक्तोऽटामीह तान् शृणो पृथिवी वायुराकाशम् आपोऽग्निश्चन्द्रमारविः कपोतो जगरः सिन्धुः पतङ्गो मधुकृद्गजः मधुहा हरिणो मीनः पिङ्गलाकुररोर्बकः कुमारी शरकृत्सर्पः पूर्णनाभिः सुपेशकृत् एते मे गुरवो राजन् चतुर्विंशतिराश्रिताः शिक्षावृत्तिविरेतेषाम् अन्वशिक्षमिहात्मनः भूतैराक्रम्यमानोऽपि दीयो दैववर्षानुगैः तद्विद्वानचलेत् मार्गात् अन्वशिक्षं क्षितिर्व्रतम् विषयेषाविशन् योगी नानाधर्मेषु सर्वतः गुणदोषव्यपेतात्मा न विषज्येत वा युवत् तेजो भन्नमयैर्भावैः मेघाद्यै वायुनेरितैः न स्पृश्यते नभस्तत्वत् कालसृष्टैर्गुणैः पुमान् स्वच्छप्रकृतितस्निग्ध माधुर्यस्तीर्थभूनृणां मुनिः पुनात्यपामित्रम् ईक्षोपस्पर्शकीर्तनैः क्वचिच्छन्न क्वचित् स्पष्टः उपास्य श्रेय इच्छतां भुङ्क्ते सर्वत्र दातॄणां दहन् प्रागुत्तराशुभं विसर्गाद्या श्मशानान्ताः वामादेहस्य नात्मनः कलानामिव चन्द्रस्य कालेनाव्यक्तवर्त्मना बुध्यते स्वेन भेदेन व्यक्तिस्तैव तद्गतः लक्ष्यते स्थूलमतिभिः आत्मा चावस्थितोर्कवत् यप्राप्यमानुषं लोकं मुक्तिद्वारमपावृतं गृहेषु खगवत्सक्तः तमारूढच्युतं विदुः ग्रासं सुमृष्टं विरसं महान्तं स्तोकमेव वा यदृच्छयैवापतितं ग्रसेदजकरो क्रियः। फ्रम् पृथिवी ही लर्न्ड् स्माल् डिविशन् फ्रम् पृथिवी ही लर्न्ड् हौ वी हौ टु We should not move from our path, even though it is akramya manopi, disturbed by many things. There is no chalana. Many external forces are coming and hitting us, but going very steadily, not disturbed by anyone. This I learned from Prithvi, Vayu. Even though it moves from one object to another object, it seems that it takes something, but after that it drops. How are you takes and drops in the same way, the man also should not detach, no, attach with anything. He has to be detached with many things when he lives in the world. Second teachings. Third, Akasham, Prithivi, Vayu, Akasham. Akasham gives the space to wind and cloud in the same way. The Atma gives the space. Or Puru Kala Srishta Gunaihi. Guna, and according to Guna, the karma of the body activity. Atma is beyond the body and activities. This I learned from Akasha. Apaha. Swachha. How it is pure, how it is simple, and how it is madhurya. In the same way, man should live in this world when he have relationship with this world. It's the simplicity of the water. I learned from the water, the simplicity. Agni. How Agni swallows everything and gives light in the same way. The sadhu purusha, he has to take whatever the people give to him. He has to swallow everything and he has to purify the people, those who are giving, offering him the bhiksha. He has to burn the purva uttara. Purva means sanchita karma. Uttara means agami karma. He has to burn their karma by purifying them, by taking their offerings. He has to move in this world like Agni. This I learned from Agni. Moon. Visarga adhya smasananta bhava dehasya natmanaha. From womb to tomb, whatever the conditions, the modifications, we see all the modifications are belong to body, not the Atma. I learned this from whenever I see moon. Moon has got many colors. This is the shade of the sun and earth. But originally, when we see the moon, there is no color. In the same way, Atma doesn't have any color. All the colors are belong to body. That I learned. From Ravi, from sun I learned one thing. The original sun is exist in the space. Only reflections are seen in the waters. In the same way, the Atma is only one and the reflections are seen in the mind. Mind is like water, body is like bucket or pot. These are perishable. Bucket or pots or waters are perishable. The reflection is nothing. Whenever we get pot and water, reflection appears because of Maya. When you break pot and evaporate water, the reflection attains its original state. This I learned from sun. Sun is one. The reflections are many in the same way. Kapota. The family problem he has seen. One family, they lived in the forest. Kapota. One female dove, one male dove. And they had children. How they lived, and the hunter came and took all the family away. Because of the attachment, the whole family perished. The attachment brings all kinds of problem, the samsaric problem. So you have to live in this world without attaching anything. It's a very big topic. Even though we understand, when you come to day-to-day transactional activity, the attachment comes. But through knowledge, we are able to live up to the standard. So I learned it from Kapota family. Yaprapya manusham deham mukti dwaram apavrutam griheshu khagavata sakta tam arudachyatam viduhu. He went, hide, and he has fallen. So I considered like that. So how to live in this world without attachment? If you have attachment, what will happen? These things I learned from Dao. And next, python also we have seen. The python stays in one place. Whatever comes, it eats and satisfies. Grassam. So what are the offerings? From this grassam only the grass has come. Sanskrit, grass. Whatever the offerings or whatever he gets, mahantam stokam. It's big about or small. There's no complaint. Or sumrushtam virasam. If it is tasty or not tasty. Virasam. There's no essence in it. It's okay. டேக் எதிர்ச்சாயேவ ஆபத்திதம் வாட் எவர் இஸ் ஃபாலன் கிரசேத் அஜகரோ அக்ரியா ஸோ யூ ஹவ் டு டேக் இட் லைக் அஜகர் அக்ரியனா வித்தவுட் மேக்கிங் எனி த பிக் பிக் ஒரு பிக் பிக் ஆக்டிவிட்டி வாட் எவர் கம்ஸ் யூ ஹவ் டு டேக் தட் பார்ட் வித்தவுட் ஆக்டிவிட்டிஸ் மீன் த மேன் ஷுட் நாட் கோ டு ஆஃபீஸ் நோ நாட் லைக் தட் So whatever comes in our way, we have to accept it. Accept as it is. That is the point. Many a time we don't have any control over our activities. The activity means whatever we face in our life, whether the situation or things or beings, we don't have any control over them. It comes in our, they come in our way. So what we get most of the time, the problem, we demand, this is the situation I need. If I don't like the situation, then I will quit. I will get out. Situation we don't like. Or the things we don't like. Or the beings we don't like. He says, according to your karma, you will get this kind of situation, this kind of things, this kind of beings. If you understand, then you will accept everything, live happily. Whether you live happily or not, you live silently. Yeah, I understood. Because of my poor karma, I get everything. So in understanding this much, accept whether it's big or small, tasty or that not tasty. So this is given to the topic, that context is given to, or the message is given to whatever he gets as a food, actually. But when we see it in a very elaborate angle, the man should get whatever he gets, whether it's big or small, or whether he likes or he doesn't like. Whatever comes in his way, he has to accept. How? Ajakaro eta. In the larger extent, if you see, we have to accept as it is. That's for a common man. But particularly to our avadhuta, he tells that, so whatever comes in my way as food, I will take it. For avadhuta is food. Food is the subject. For the common man, whatever he gets, he has to. This is the lesson. I learned it from Ajakara. Because we don't have any control. So we have to accept as it is like the creation. Anyway, we have jumped into the samsara. Be ready to accept everything. That's all. Sometimes we like people. They'll come. Some we don't like. They follow us. It's a very interesting thing. Whoever we don't like, they will chase. Wherever you go, I will come and sit with you. We don't. But we like. But we chase, they will run away. That's the thing. And whatever we like, we don't get. Whatever we don't like, it will come. Very interesting. Very interesting life. I was there 1 year in Reunion Island. Guruji sent me. Reunion, this is Mauritius. I went to airport for the immigration day. There one was the officer. She took my passport and saw my ticket. She said, where are you going? I am going to Reunion Island. She said that. Where is that? You have to tell me. She said, where is that? I got afraid. You. They gave me ticket. And asked me to go to Reunion Island. Then I have to go to Mauritius. From Mauritius, one more flight I have to take. From Mauritius, half an hour flight. I went. And there, big ashram. One amma, very nice amma. Very devoted. She is taking care of the whole ashram. And every day she cooks. Morning, 8 o'clock she cooks. And 10:30, 11 o'clock she finishes. Rice, pure rice. And she knows how to cook cauliflower. This also white, cauliflower also white. It's too white. So first day I went, I took. I thought tomorrow she will make something different. Tomorrow also the same thing. Again day after tomorrow also same thing. Like that it went 1 week, 1 month. Most of the time we get rice and cauliflower. Whenever she finishes the food and she will call me, then I have to go with all difficulty. Your lunch time has come. generally you will think that, oh, I lunch time. Now for me, yo, lunch time. Lunch time has come, boy. She's calling me for lunch. Cauliflower? Rice. And whatever the colorful thing, the puli kaichel, what do you call that? What are the preserved things? So I will keep water small. Chutney and tokko, all these things I put. Then my time finished one year. I pushed all my 1 year there. Then I want to go to India back, go and sit somewhere and eat 1 week. All kinds of food. Completely fed up with cauliflower. Particularly the cauliflower, it created something in my mind, because before the reunion, I went to one house. There, that amma's given tea. I was taking tea there morning, and she was started cooking. I think 10:30 she has given tea. I was taking the tea, and she started cooking for lunch in other house before reunion island. It's a very nice story. She took cauliflower in the, she put the cauliflower in hot water and did like this on the table. And I saw some more than worms.
Bugs.
Two, three came out. First time I saw, then I started hating all the cauliflower. Guess you saw that in front of us. Then started hating like anything. Then I went to reunion island. One year. With all difficulty, I finished successfully. 360 days I stayed. More than 200 days I would have eaten that. Then final day I got ticket. Very happily I flew. And people are asking that, stay one more month. No. No. I will die. No. Flight. I said, with the happily. And the flight also, they will give you food.
Cauliflower.
I opened cauliflower. I am not joking. It's very, very, the truth. Then only I understood. Even if you fly, the karma will follow you. Even if you fly, karma will follow. It's very interesting. The Guruji was there in CIF. So I went directly to CIF, Kerala. Morning I went, then I took all my bath and everything. Then I met Guruji. Lunch. It looks that I fabricated a story, but fact, you. Then I understood what is the karma, the powerful. Wherever you go, it will chase you. Chase. There, 1 year, okay? Because I started hating them. I saw that worms are coming out. I said, no, stop it. Then 1 year, you have to eat. Even 1 year also, you are not coming out of cauliflower, I will chase you in the flight. Even the flight, you go to there, I also chase them. You see? When you hate something, if you don't like, then it will chase. This is the law of the life. Whether it's things, beings or situations. It is better to accept it. Then afterwards they will put, it put little more put. I will ask, put little more. Why? It will chase you. Until you get out of that kind of thing. Grasam, sumurushtam, in larger extent if you see, whatever we get, we have to receive it. It's better than live happily. If you demand, you will not get. Whatever we get, we should learn how to live happily with the things which we get. That's an intelligent way to get peace of mind or joy. This I learned from Python. He said, from Python I learned. Then he has seen one time Sindhu, the ocean. Then he was watching the ocean. From the ocean he learned one lesson, great lesson. Many lessons we can learn from ocean. He took one lesson. Samurdha kamohi nova.
Samurdha kamohi nova.
Narayana paro munihi.
Narayana paro munihi.
Notsarpeta. నోత్సర్పేతనసుష్యేత సరిద్భిరివసాగరః సమృద్ధకామోహీనోవా నారాయణ పరో మునిః నోత్సర్పేతనసుష్యేత సరిద్భిరివసాగరః సమృద్ధకామో హీనోవా. సమృద్ధకామో వాట్ ఎవర్ హి గెట్స్ యువర్ లైఫ్ కమ్ ఆన్ ద డిజైర్డ్ థింగ్స్ సమృద్ధి ఆల్ వెల్ఫ్ వెల్ సెట్ కంఫర్ట్స్ వి మే గెట్స్ వెల్ సెట్ ఆల్ కంఫర్ట్స్ ది బెస్ట్ లైఫ్ హౌ యూఆర్ గెటింగ్ హియర్ ఆల్ బెస్ట్ ఎస్టర్డే వెంట హౌస్ ద మ్యాన్ వాస్ టెల్లింగ్ మై హౌస్ ఇస్ వెరీ స్మాల్ హౌస్ ఐ థాట్ ఇస్ లైక్ దపోర్జి కుటి ఫోర్ వాల్స్ అండ్ ఐ థాట్ లైక్ వెరీ స్మాల్ హౌస్ వెరీ స్మాల్ హౌస్ ఆర్ లుకింగ్ లైక్ బిగ్ హౌస్ బిగ్ హౌస్ దిస్ ఇస్ వెరీ స్మాల్ హౌస్ వా ఇట్స్ నాట్ స్మాల్ హౌస్ యూ గెట్ 24 hours ఎలక్ట్రిసిటీ కాస్ట్లీ యూ గెట్ 24 hours గ్యాస్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఆల్ వైఫై 24 hours యూఆర్ కనెక్టెడ్ విత్ హోల్ యూనివర్స్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ యూ గెట్ వెన్ యూ గెట్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఆల్ ఫెసిలిటీ దెన్ దిస్ ఇస్ నాట్ స్మాల్ హౌస్ సమృద్ధ కామ యాక్చువల్ వాట్ ఎవర్ యూ నీడ్ యూ గెట్ సమృద్ధి కామ దిస్ నో ప్రాబ్లం ఎవ్రీథింగ్ యూ గెట్ హియర్ సమృద్ధ కామ హీనోవా బికాస్ సమ్వేర్ వెరీ డీప్ విలేజ్ ఆఫ్ దట్ ఇండియా సమ్ హిమాలయన్ విలేజ్ యూ వాంట్ టు గెట్ ఫుడ్ ఆల్సో ఇట్స్ డిఫికల్ట్ హియర్ ఫుడ్ ఆల్సో ప్లెంటీ యాపిల్ ఆరెంజ్ వాటర్ మెలన్ బనానా సమృద్ధి కాంబ సమృద్ధి ద ప్రాస్పరిటీ ఇఫ్ యూ లివ్ ఇన్ ది లైఫ్ ఆఫ్ ప్రాస్పరిటీ ఆర్ హీన సమ్టైమ్స్ ఇస్ నాట్ ఈవెన్ టు గెట్ క్లాత్ ఆర్ ఫుడ్ ఆర్ ద నీడ్స్ ఇన్ ద వాటర్ ఆల్సో ఇట్ ఇస్ డిఫికల్ట్ బేసిక్ నీడ్స్ ఈవెన్ ఇఫ్ యూ గెట్ ఆల్ ద కంఫర్ట్స్ ఆర్ నాట్ ఈవెన్ గెటింగ్ అవుట్ ద బేసిక్ థింగ్స్ సమృద్ధ కామో హీన హీనవా నారాయణ పర ముని ముని మరణాత్ మరణశీలవా వన్ హూ రిఫ్లెక్ట్స్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ ముని నారాయణ పర హీ కెప్ట్ లార్డ్ నారాయణ హ్యాస్ ఇట్స్ గోల్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్ దస్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ నారాయణ పర ముని ద గోల్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్ ఇస్ నారాయణ టు అటైన్ దట్ సుప్రీం ట్రూత్ అండ్ హీ ఆల్వేస్ రిఫ్లెక్ట్స్ అపాన్ దట్ ట్రూత్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ ముని నారాయణ పర ముని నో సర్పేత It's not worth that, going up. Na sushyata, it's not drying up. Notsarpeta, na sushyata, these words are very, very, very much applicable to sagara. Sagara, no, utsarpa means sagara comes up. In the tidal days, na? Tidal days, na? On full moon day, on no moon day. It comes up, goes down. Because of the moon's attraction. Now here, now sarpate, it doesn't come up, doesn't go down. Now sushyata, sushyata is drying up. The sagara never dries up. Sagara never comes up at what's it, comes to our home. No, it stands in its own place. Even though there is no, the compound. The very great mass of water body. There is no compound around the sagara, but it stays in its own place. Lot of rainwater goes. Lot of rainwater goes around the world towards the sagara. Sagara never comes up. Even towards April, May, June, very powerful sun rays, the sagara never goes down. Never comes up, never goes down. Na utsarpeta, na sushyeta. Sagaraha. Saritbihi means the sarit means the river. Because of the river flows, it doesn't come up. Because the river don't go, it doesn't go down. Saridbhiva sagara. The effect giving product is here rivers. Because many, many rivers, river waters are coming inside the water. No. It's very interesting. Not even 1 inch, 2 inch it is coming up. No. Even it comes, it doesn't come into that city or it spoils the regular life. No. Saridbihi sagaraha na utsarpate na sushyate. In the same way, Narayana paraha muni. So he is completely contented inside. It is completely contented inside. There is no ups and downs. There is no utsarpeta, no sushyeta. Why? Narayana paraha muni. Therefore, when he is contented completely inside, then there is a samurdhakami outside or hinaha outside, nothing happens to him. Very interesting. Perfect sloka. Bhagavan also says in Bhagavad Gita, second chapter. Apuryamanam achala pradishtam samudramapa pravishanti yatvat tatvat kama yam pravishanti sarve sakama kam sa shanti mapnoti na kama kam saha eva shanti mapnoti. So that person alone gets peace of mind. Na kama kam, one who desires, one who has the desires. Very interesting. Comforts are outside and the poverty also outside. Whether I live in poverty or whether I live in comfort, it's outside. But inside nothing happens. Why? Narayana paramuni. So inside completely full. It's in the same way. The muni should live in this world. Man or sadhak should live in this world, not getting what is it, affected by external comforts or external poverty. Prosperity or poverty, it will not touch. So we have to study Tapon Maharaj's life. Inside always full. Narayana paraha munihi. Nothing will shake me. Inside I am full. How he lived like sagara. Whether I get comfort, whether I don't get, even basic things also. This I learned from. Whenever I see sagara, we have to keep our mind like sagara. Complete. Otherwise always complaining. This ordinary person, he has got a good car, good house, all the people. Very good, what's that, money, everything is set up very well. Then I don't have. See the face always. Whatever he doesn't have, he takes the account. The other person has got this car, I don't have this car. When you come to classes like this, there's another problem. He studied 2 texts extra than me. He studied 18 chapters, I studied only 2 chapters. Small comparison. I am the senior, junior. You have to see small things, very interesting. This person is very powerful there, me. So whatever we don't have, that we will take our big list. These are things I don't have. These are the things other people are having. We never get this kind of peace of mind life. So whatever we don't have, we should not take the list. Whatever we have, this is called counting your blessings. Many people count your blessings. Whatever you have good, take the paper and leave. What you have, father, nice father. Why he always gives me money? Interesting. You never get in any jail. Good father, good mother. Why? Whatever she cooks, it's very nice. Without recipe. Good mother. And all your mother will talk, will, what's that? When your mother will talk 1 hour on any topic. All your mothers. My mother is something special. Without topic, she can talk 1 hour. She's got the capacity. One boy says, my mother, any topic you give to my mother, she'll talk. One boy is telling very proudly, my mother has got such capacity. Any topic she will. My mother without topic, she'll talk. Mother is good. Mother is good. You are a very good teacher. Very good topics. Very good life. Very good neighborhood. Very good son. Very good daughter-in-law. All the things. Very good children. Everything good. The location of a house. Good car. Everything we get. Small. If we count so many things we get. Lord, by God's grace. Then you know how to keep our mind always happy. And whatever not we have, we have to take that list also. Because we didn't get these things, okay? We are happy. Suppose this also comes, my happiness may get disturbed. So this you have to tear and put in. We should not take this to the temple. This you have to take the temple. Actually speaking, this you have to take the temple and thanking the God. So far you have given, I never thanked you. Now I am telling you, thank you. This is only one prayer. Don't reduce anything from this list, okay? I'm not giving the fresh one. All the people are giving fresh one. God, see me. How sincere I am. I'm not bringing this. I don't want this. Only one request. Whatever I have, please. Don't. You just maintain this. I'm not asking extra. Don't reduce this. Even if you reduce, I will ask you. 1% in my life you can reduce. Who is that? I don't tell. And this situation you take it. And if it is possible, you change my boss. I don't ask you, but if possible, you change. Otherwise, I will adjust. This person. Otherwise, leave it. I used to leave it. I can manage it till my last breath. You have to thank. Then we get the samridhika. Otherwise, always complaining. Not having this. You see, you never get the taste of peace. It's very interesting. Samriddhikama hinaha. Whether we get everything or we don't get even basic also. If you know how to keep the peace of mind inside, you will not get disturbed. Otherwise, all the time our peace, our joy is depending upon the outside. Everything if I get, then I am comfortable. If I don't get anything, there is complaint. No sarpeta, no sushyeta, saridbidiva sagra. This lesson I learned from Sagar. How to keep our mind always full, satisfied. Very nice lesson. Then going to math. Patanga is math. You call it math, huh? Yoshid hiranya. Right, this the tune should be. Yoshid hiranyam varanam baradi.
Yoshid hiranyam baradi.
Dravyeshu maya rachiteshu mudaha. Pralobhitatma hyupaboga buddhya. Patangavan nashyati nashta drishtihi. Yoshid hiranyabaranambaradi. Dravyeshu maya rachiteshu mudaha. Pralobhitatma hyupaboga buddhya. Patangavan nashyati nashta drishtihi. Yoshit. Yoshit. Hiranya gold. Yoshit hiranya abarana ornaments. Hiranya gold. Abarana ornaments. Gold is separated, abarana is separate. Hiranya abarana. Ambaradi. Clothes. This is women. Gold, ornaments, and cloth, adi, etc., like that. So whatever we consider, this is the things which will give us the happiness, all the things. Yoshitu, Hiranya, Abarana, Ambaradi. Adi means etc. You have to fill up. Ambaranadi, Ambaradi, Dravyeshu, all these things, in those things, dravyeshu, maya rachiteshu, these are all, what is that, created by maya. I have some reflection of maya kept in those things. All the things which man thinks that this gives happiness or pleasure. Maya rachiteshu mudaha. Muda means the fool. Muda mate he calls Bhagavan Adi Shankara. Muda. I was having last year one class very interesting. I must have told you. I was introducing masculine gender, feminine gender, neutral gender. Masculine gender, we have these two dots, masculine gender. Visarga. If you have the word as visarga, masculine. There's no visarga. Maya, feminine. If it ends with neuter. So word with visarga is masculine. I explained this first day, second day. And third I was explaining one sloka. Sloka. Suddenly one amma fell down from the chair and started laughing. I told you last year. She fell down on chair. I never forget this. Very interesting class. Many, many classes, many experiences. She fell down. Rolling on the ground, oh, you, nobody understood. Why are you laughing? Mudaha, mudaha. Yes, mudaha. What happened to mudaha? Mudaha is masculine gender. She felt very happy. I think she would have never felt like that. She fell down from the chair and rolling there and putting her hand like that. Yo, Muda has masculine gender, I'm very happy. Muda has masculine gender, I'm very happy. Why, what happened to your life? I will not tell, but Muda has Muda has masculine gender, I'm very happy. Muda. many experiences, she might have the thought of it. Muda, very interesting. But it's through Sanskrit they get this kind of happiness. Through what? Through Muda. At least you put Muda in masculine gender. Then I should be very happy. You can imagine what would have happened in her life. That's why she's very happy. At least through Muda, masculine gender. Mudaha. Maya rachiteshu Muda, the fool. Prolobi, pralobitatma. Maya rachiteshu pralobitatma. He was deluded. He's deluded by Maya. Upaboga buddhya. The buddhi is upaboga. So when a man considers all these things are meant for pleasure, when he thinks like that, upaboga buddhya pralobitatma, patangavat nashyati. Patanga mat, how the mat, what's that? Perishes itself. The nature of mat, whenever he sees the or that flame, goes to near the flame and get into the flame, and it dies there. Till it gets for the death, you keep on going inside the flame. The first or the
wings.
The wings, yeah. First wings, burn. Second wings also burn. Till I don't have the wings, but I will walk. It will walk and get into the fire and dies. Because attracted by the farm. The moth is attracted by the farm, it dies in the flame. In the same way, Maya rachiteshu, dravyeshu, because it is created by Maya, not understanding the real nature of the things. Mudaha, muda means foolish man. Pralobitatma, upaboga buddhya, he thinks that everything is made for me to get pleasure. This buddhi is very dangerous, buddhi darsa. It is not the product is the false. All the products are good in God's creation. But the man who sees that with a false vision, then he perishes himself. He perishes there. Patangavata nashyati. Nashyati. Why nashyati? Mudaha. Saha nashyati. Why nashyati? Pralobha buddhya. Where maya rachiteshu dravyeshu pralobhidatma upaboga buddhya mudaha nashyati. The example like what? Patangavat. Like moth. How moth gives up its prana in the same way. Man also dies going behind these kind of things. when he thinks that everything is meant for pleasure, then he perishes. Otherwise, there is no need. Then what he has to do, he has to get the vision. He lost his vision. That's why the very interesting word, that nashta drishti. Drishti means vision. Nashta drishti means he lost his vision. Nashta drishti hi, therefore muda. Nashta drishti hi mudaha, pralobitatma is deluded. Why pralobitatma? Maya rachiteshu dravyeshu pralobitatma. Why he is getting deluded? Because he thought this is meant for pleasure, upaboga buddhya. Because he lost vision, he has become fool and what's that? Deluded by Maya, he thinks that everything is made for to get pleasure. What kind of things? Yoshitu Hiranya Abarana Ambaradi. Then one thing we have to learn from this sloka. When Ishvara creation, everything is good. And when we look that creation with our own colored eye, then it creates a problem. Then what we have to do? We have to get this drishti, not nashta drishti, sudrishti. If you get that drishti through the study of the scriptures, then it will be clear. Even though we have everything, there is no pralobitatma, no upaboga buddhi. Everything has given its place in this universe. Because there is no... the vision is lost. We lost the vision, lose the vision, then become fool, then become other problem to his life. The main thing, he has to get the clarity of the vision. Then there's no problem with the things. So, on English quote, I learned somewhere. We see the things as we are. We see the things as we are, not as they are. When you know how to see the things as they are, there's no problem. When you see the things as we are, then as we are means we project our false notions. When you project our false notions to for things, then it gives the problem. Why nashta drishti, muda, pralobitatma? Why upaboga buddhi? Buddhi is something different. When you see the things as it is, there's no problem. So if we want to see the things as it is, then we need to get knowledge. Okay, knowledge gives that kind of vision. If there is no knowledge, then vision is completely different. Because vision is completely different, it creates the problem. So I learned this from Patanga. Patangavata nashyati, nashta drishti. The sloka is very interesting. Muda, nashta drishti, pralobitatma, so many names given to the person. Upaboga buddhya. So the things are good. The vision is wrong. If he doesn't change, then he will perishes like Patanga. This is the lesson I learned from Patanga. Now from the positive things also he learns positive lessons. When he sees something negative, from the negative things also learns positive. The Sagara is positive. And the Patanga, how he dies, I should not die like this. Very interesting. Not always we see the positive. The negative also is, I should not do these things. This is the lesson from others' experience. So we cannot learn everything. I have to take complete personal experience and learn. No, from others' experience also we can learn. First I will go to office, I will get money, I will get married, I will get children. Then I will see all the things in this life, then I will get sannyas. Why I want to get personal experience? It will take 60-70 years. But then when you take sannyas, I can sit but I cannot get up. I want to take sannyas. And you are not able to sit in meditation. Meditation you have to sit like this. And take two legs, put on some. Boy, I want to get all my personal experience. No need. You see the people, how they are living. When you see outside, when they suffer, we can learn. Oh, I learned it. Now I want to get everything personal experience. Everything personal experience. How it is getting experience. From that experience, we can imagine something that we can learn. This is what he has done. Patanga vatanashyati nashudrishti. Therefore, I learned this from Patanga. The positive lesson. Even though I see negative, from this negative, I cleaned up all the negative, I learned positive. This is math. Lesson from math. And lesson from ocean, the content, inner content. The lesson from math, not what is that? Creating the false kinds of notion on the objects. Now I know how to see the objects as it is. I do not see the objects as my mind gives the color. No. I remove the color, this is just putting the glass as it is, very clear color of the glass. Okay. Madhukrit, next honey bee. I go to honey bee. This is the, when he watches, the honeybee has got the special capacity. Honeybee. This is the. Stokam, stokam, graset, grasam.
Stokam, stokam, graset, grasam.
Deho varte tayavata.
Deho varte tayavata.
Griha nahimsan atishtet.
Griha nahimsan atishtet.
Vrittim madhukarim munihi.
Vrittim madhukarim munihi.
Stokam stokam graset grasam.
Stokam stokam graset grasam.
Deho varte tayavata.
Deho varte tayavata.
Grihana himsanna tishte.
Grihana himsanna tishte.
Vrittim madhukarim munihi.
Vrittim madhukarim munihi.
Stokam stokam. Very little, little. Graset, graset means he has to collect. The moment the sadhu should collect in those days. He lives in somewhere in the forest, in some hermitage in the under the tree. Very simple life, and he comes to some village and takes some food. Once in a day, takes some food and eats and goes back and does his tapas. When he comes from the forest, grasam grasam, the stokam stokam, very little little. He has to take. Stokam stokam graset. He has to collect. Grasam. What is that? The offering the food. Graset grasam. He has to collect the food. Stokam stokam. Very little little. Not only one very big amount from one house. No. We do not know the condition of the house. There's many problems they may have. From one house little. From other house little. This is enough. Two house or three house. Stokam stokam graset graham grasam deho yav varteta yavata. Whatever is needed for the body, that's enough. Not more than that. Deho varteta yavata. Keeping this, I can, what's that, manage my, what's that, bodily needs. It's enough. Yav dehasya pranadharana. Dehasya pranadharana. If I take this much, this is enough to keep up my prana in my body. That's enough. Deho yav, deho varteta yavata. That much I will take. Grihana himsan. Without disturbing the people in the house. Not demanding. The grihana himsan is a very nice word. Grihana himsam atishtet. You should not disturb. I am coming there. Okay? Understood? Grihana himsa. So whatever you have, you just think that's enough. Not disturbing your the regular life. Grihana himsa. Ahimsan shatru prati. Okay. Something. You're talking something. You don't understand. But yeah. Grihan. Ahimsan. Ahimsan atishtet. He has to leave. Without disturbing. Atishtet. Vrittim. Vrittim means his activity. Madhukarim vrittim munihi. Munihi atishtet. The muni should live like this. How? Madhukarim vrittim. Madhukarim vrittim. Madhukarim means here honeybee. How honeybee goes and collects from flower to flower. The same way you have to go and collect very small amount from the house. Whatever you need to maintain your body, that is enough. In the same, without hurting the people. In the same, the honey bee goes and takes the honey without hurting the petals. Rakshan Pushpani Shatpadaha. This also we have studied the unique term. Rakshan. Rakshan means what? The protecting the petals, not damage. Yuda Grihana Ahimsan, without damaging the people there inside. Otherwise, whenever the sadhu comes, he is coming, close the door. He's coming, this man is coming, close the door. Put the lock outside, jump inside. He must be thinking that nobody there, he will go away. Why? He is doing himsa. When he comes, there is no himsa. He is doing himsa and hurting us and taking the food. That's why the Grihan Ahimsan, without damaging their feeling, just to take it. That's enough. Then they are also happy to give it. Otherwise, they don't like this kind of people. This I learned from Madhukar. How it takes the honey without damaging the petals in the same way. So this kind of thing we can, even if you ask anything. Suppose we want to get some loan from our relatives. We should know how to take the loan. Otherwise they feel that they don't allow us to their house. How to take loan? Without damaging their feeling, just it. This kind of message we can fit wherever you want. How to take the things without damaging their mind. This I learned from Madhukari, honeybee. It has got special capacity. The petals are very soft. Without damaging, not even that printing of the leg, footprint, without, what's that? Pressing the footprint, it takes very nice, very, very interesting. Without damaging, I learned from honeybee. And one more thing, the two lessons. One thing is like that. Other thing from honeybee. Anubhyascha mahadbhyascha
Anubhyascha mahadbhyascha
Shastrebhya kushalo naraha
Shastrebhya kushalo naraha
Sarvatasaramadadhyat
Sarvatasaramadadhyat
Pushpebhya iva shatpadaha
Pushpebhya iva shatpadaha
Anubhyascha mahadbhyascha
Anubhyascha mahadbhyascha
Shastrebhya kushalo naraha
Shastrebhya kushalo naraha
Sarvatasaramadadhyat
Sarvatasaramadadhyat
Pushpebhya iva shatpadaha
Pushpebhya iva shatpadaha
Anubhyascha, from the small flowers. The honeybee has got the capacity, goes to very small flowers, very small flowers. Anubhyascha. Anubhya means not the atom, it's small flowers. In this context, anubhya, plural form, anubhyascha, from, fifth case, from, anubhyascha, mahadbhyascha, because it's taking from, that's the fifth case, ramat, like that, mahadbhyascha, anubhyascha, mahadbhyascha, shastrebhyaha, shastrebhyaha, the scriptures, it may be a small scripture or a very big one, very voluminous. Or very small, one page, two page, or small book. There's a small book or big book. Anubhyascha, mahadbhyascha, shastrebhyaha. Kushalaha naraha, the very skillful person. Very skillful person. When he reads a small book or a big book, sarvata saramadadhyat, he should know how to take the essence from the book. Taking the essence from the book is a special skill. The honeybee has got the capacity, even a small flower you give, it will take only the honey. Even a big flower also, it take only honey. Whether it is big or small, it has got the capacity to take only the sara. The essence of the flower is honey there. In the same way, anubhyascha mahadbhyascha shastrebhyaha kushalaha naraha. The skill, kushalaha naraha sarvata saramadadhyad. He has to take the essence. How? Pushpebhyaiva, from the pushpa, again fifth case, all fifth case here. Pushpebhya, from different flowers, how it sucks only the honey in the same way. Shatpadaha. Shatpadaha also fits perfectly to the human being. It has got six legs, honeybee. Man also got five sense organs and sixth sense. Very often we used to say that man has got a sixth sense. The sixth sense has got this is intellect. Through the intellect we are able to discriminate. Is this positive, negative, good, bad, dharma, adharma. The sixth sense is called intellect. See, every man, human being has got six senses. Mana shashtanindriyani. In 15th chapter he says that. Mana shashtanindri, sixth sense. There honeybee also has got six, what is that?
Legs.
Here man also has got six legs. Perfectly it fits. Shatpada means not only honey. Shatpada, here man. The Shatpadi honey, how it takes, in the same way, man with the sixth sense, he also should know how to take from Mahadhyaya, Anubhyaya. This lesson I learned. Perfect it fits. Perfect fitting. Pushpebhya iva Shatpadaha. See, the ancestors, how they taught the great message, how they brought her. Very interesting when you see this. Different pushpa. The pushpas also, the flowers also different. Scriptures also different. The essence of flower is honey. In the same way, the essence of scripture is the knowledge is honey-like. And there also six legs. Here also sixth was the sense. Perfect. You see the message, how they brought this idea? That too in two lines of Sanskrit sloka. In two lines they are able to bring this kind of idea. Not a big paragraph. Only two lines. The great idea. The message also has come. An example also has come. What is the message? Big flower, small flower. It is to be there in the two lines. Anubhyascha Mahadhyascha. And what is that? Shatpada. So you have to bring that honeybee also. So you are compared with the person honeybee. You have to bring that person. Kushalo Naraha. Not simple Naraha. Kushalo Naraha. See the word. Very skillful person, like honeybee. And here he takes Anubhyascha Mahadhyascha Pushpebhya. Small and big flower. In the same way, Anubhyascha Mahadhyascha Shastrebhya. Here Pushpebhya you have to bring, Shastrebhya you have to bring. Saramadadhyat. He has to take the first. Very, very interesting. In two lines, bringing great message and perfectly fitting. Interesting. What kind of what amount of skill they would have had, Bhagavan Veda Vyasa, right? So when you see this, so imagine how they brought Anubhyascha Mahadhyascha Shastrebhya Kushalo Naraha Sarvada Sara Madadhyat Pushpebhyeva Shatpadaha. This I learned from honeybee. It's a lesson also, very interesting. Next one, Gaja. So I learned this from elephant. Elephant has got this, the weakness of the skin. So whenever a person wants to get on elephant, they will train the women elephant and they will push into forest. It will go on to scratch with that male elephant. Slowly it will breathe. Two or three elephant. One elephant bring two or three. And these people will catch, the hunters will catch the elephant and take to temple and train them how to get money or how to do something in the zoo. The big elephant. Very big elephant. Simply controlled and simply what is that? Caught. This man should not be like this. This I learned from this also, from negative. How it the elephant falls into the problem in the same way. The man should not. This I learned from elephant. Nadiga chetstriyam prajnyaha.
Nadiga chetstriyam prajnyaha.
Arhechit mrityumatmanaha.
Arhechit mrityumatmanaha.
Baladikai sahanyeta.
Baladikai sahanyeta.
Gajair anyer gajoyata.
Gajair anyer gajoyata.
This will continue tomorrow. Three more classes are there.
Two.
So we'll finish it. We'll cover the syllabus. No need to. ஓம் பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஹரி ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரி ஓம்.
Yeah.
I like it. Yeah.